Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Welcome to a Friday where you know it's on the schedule. It's a fist, wherever you want it to be.
Very deep inside, touching you in places that you never knew existed. It feels so full and deep.
I don't want to learn anything new about bodies.
Why not?
Or my body. No, I just recently saw this TikTok of this person who had given birth and was in postpartum and breastfeeding and was like having horrible back pain for like months and months and months and like couldn't figure out. They wouldn't order an MRI. And then she finally figured out that it was like, I think I called it pregnancy or postpartum and breastfeeding like induced like osteoporosis where her body wasn't replenishing calcium. And so her back was breaking in multiple places every day. And I was like, wow, I'm not interested in that.
Okay.
You know?
That's something new that I didn't know could happen.
Yeah, and I don't like learning things like that. What's the point of it? Who's that for? Me, but future me is actually none of my business.
I like how we went from fisting to this.
Well, because you were saying you're going to go to places in your body that you've never heard of, like you've never known before. And I was like, I don't need to learn anything new about my body.
Well, well, well. Welcome to a brand new episode of Fisting Friday, where we read the results from a previous episode of But Am I Wrong? As in previous, as in not the one that came out yesterday, but the one last week. Why? Because we give you time to participate and vote. And I think a lot of people might have been thrown off by this one because it went up so fast.
I know. Look at me.
We didn't have a lot of people writing in.
Sorry, everybody. I got you so used to me being so delayed and late that they were like, you actually just can't spring on us this like prompt nature. We are not expecting that from you.
Well, that person that you're just talking about, that said, no, Beyonce, but the person that was like, what cow girl things can I get into that aren't horse related since they're allergic to horses? They said that their favorite song is Buckin', and in that song, Beyonce says, like a mechanical bull, so no, they can go get on a mechanical bull.
They said, at the bottom, they said, also, I know the irony. I was like, that's fun. Though I have to say, I'm past the age of being on a mechanical bull.
You know, I think you'll get back there.
Maybe. Maybe. You know?
Yeah.
I could see it in my future. I don't see it in my present, though.
No. I can see it for you. Because you're going to get on one with me.
Just not saddle
with
ranch.
Me.
Imagine just us trying to stay on one at the same time.
No chance.
I would fly off.
And I'd be pissed at you.
Without a doubt. I'd have to go first. You'd have to be back there. Because the thing that really, like, I found that was one of the reasons why I could not ride a mechanical bull well is because my body is shaped like flat Stanley. So, like, there is no butt to kind of, you know, the seat of it can kind of like give you a little bit of a curve. And if you don't have that, there's no sticking.
There's a lot of assless people that ride horses, though.
Facts. I need to work on those thighs.
Yeah.
I still have those thigh muscles no matter what. No matter what. Okay. So we will read the results.
I want y'all to write in and let me know if you'd like to see a video of Megan crushing a watermelon with her thighs.
We'll have to clear up my cardiologist first. He's going, okay, I don't care. Whatever the fuck you want to do. He thinks I'm so fucking weird. He'd be like, okay, weirdo. Okay, so this is for episode 95. First up, Megan says airplanes are the new printers. 95% said I am not wrong. 5% said that I am wrong. Someone said, brilliant take, perfectly articulated. Thank you, Megan. You know what? You are welcome, Amy. You're fucking welcome. Someone said, please make planes to the new printers t-shirt for a future merch drop. I kind of love that.
Agree.
I'm very interested in that. My boyfriend is an airplane mechanic here in Chicago. We love Chicago, by the way. Every time someone brings up Chicago, we have to let everyone know we love Chicago, except when it's so cold and so hot.
Except for when I got pneumonia.
Well, that's because it was cold.
Yeah.
So we love it, except for the extremities. Hearing the behind the scenes from him is so concerning. The mechanics are rushed to get every plane out on time before all else. It's terrifying to think that there's something that sometimes no way that they are able to perform all the safety and maintenance checks in the turnaround time that the airlines require. They are reprimanded if a plane is at all behind, even if it's because they're performing maintenance that is critical. The priorities of these airlines need to change ASAP before more people get hurt.
That's terrifying.
Yep. Wholeheartedly agree. This comparison would have never crossed my mind, but it also made me realize that every printer I've ever dealt with sucked. Yeah. That's, you know?
I mean, did you, I know that you heard that episode where, because I know who you are, that where Megan talked about printers.
But most people, they heard that episode, and if they had never experienced it, they were like, okay, whatever. But there are people who then messaged me after that episode, and they're like, my work printer has not, like, stopped working, and then, like, they actually just can't fix it. We have to get a new one. And they're like, and I never thought about it, and now I'm like, damn, she was right. I listened to this episode while on an airplane. Thanks for that. I'm so sorry. I probably should have offered a trigger warning, being like, if you're on an airplane, just skip ahead. Capitalism is so crazy because they won't fix their planes because they'll still keep making money, even if people are traumatized, injured, or die. It was already hard enough to convince me that hurtling in a metal tube through the sky was safe, and now the metal tubes are falling apart. I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think Megan is wrong, but the whole situation makes me mad as someone who's friends with multiple pilots because I know how many checks they do on planes beforehand and that they walk around the plane and check everything. So I'm just confused how these things happen since both pilots and airline engineers check before a flight takes off. So that one is like, it's the manufacturer is the issue.
But also, like, the other person wrote in and said that their boyfriend is like,
yeah, that's what I mean.
There's like a lot of other things that are happening that aren't actually happening.
Yeah, it's not, and it's also the stuff that's happening is not to the point where when we hear of these horrible events happening, despite the fact that Boeing's like, well, they should check this, and it's like, well, no, it's that's just a bad cover-up, because you can't, most of these things are not things that are, whether in their routine check or things that they could even check for when they're like internal problems and that stuff. And so it's like people signing off too early on there. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to mention the part that was the craziest in all of this is the fact that after the whistleblower came out, he was found dead in his car.
Yes.
So that's not suspicious at all. Not at all. And I would just love if we could get Pizza Gators on this, because I'm like, do you want a real conspiracy theory? How about this?
Yeah. Spend your time wisely.
Come on. And I think those are the only ones for that one.
And then up next we have me. Rants on about politicians who voted to ban TikTok but openly use TikTok. Who was wrong? 1% said that I was wrong. 99% said that I was not wrong. No, there weren't any for mine.
Then we have writer number one versus their hookup, who is in love with them. I like so desperately need to hear more about, like, I've been thinking about this one and I'm like,
what are y'all doing now?
Yeah. Like if I could be a fly on the wall anywhere in the world right now, I'm not kidding, it would be there. Like, I just need to fucking know. So then we have 88% said the writer is wrong. 12% said the writer is not wrong. And someone said, she's so wrong, but man, I could have written this like 10 years ago. Spoiler alert, I married my quote unquote monogamous friend. After a year, he was like, you're literally meeting my whole family tomorrow. So, you know, you're my girlfriend, right? I was like, okay, fine. That's so funny. I love that. I voted wrong. I think that you guys were right about everything that you said. I understand if she in her mind decided this is a casual thing, if she made herself think that way, but there's no way that after 2 years, the thought never crossed her mind or a conversation about what are we never happened. A rare time for me to sympathize with a man. Yeah, that's like the part that I'm like, but you made me be like, this man is right. And I hate that. I hate that. That is not my instinct. Do you know how painful it is for us to get on here and say that?
Right. It's very painful.
Look at this nice, honest, kind man. Ugh, yuck.
Don't worry. When we get to Thursday for next week, I got something for
ooh,
you.
Ooh, okay. Back to my element.
Yeah.
Bashing a man.
All right. Then we've got writer number two versus friend who they don't actually like, who wants a job referral. 10% said the writer's wrong. 90% said the writer is not wrong. So recently I've been having a problem where I keep blaming men, but like I for real think this boldness of being a bad friend and having a bad portfolio and asking someone for a job is such a man thing. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but like who else would even think, you know?
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books. So we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. Then we have My Wrong of the Week nominated Nickelodeon. 97% said Nick is wrong. 3% said they are not wrong. I guess I probably should have used past tense. Like, was wrong. Someone said, oh my God, no, I voted wrong. Those fuckers are so wrong. And Dan Schneider will burn. Yeah, Mots and I were watching random, like, kids, like, theme songs from, like, old TV shows. Because we're, like, 3.5 years apart most of the time. And even in that sense, like, I found that the quickest like cultural turnaround is like children's shows and like that kind of, like, once you get older, you'll have like overlap in like pop culture stuff. But that is like so wildly yeah. different. He had never seen the Proud Family theme song. And I was like, first of all,
that doesn't make sense, though, if I've seen it and you've seen it.
Well, so when he showed me what he was watching, so he's more also influenced by siblings. His brother's like 5 or 6 years older than him.
Yeah, his brother's like my age.
So though. He was watching like, but his brother was watching old stuff when he was a kid. So he was watching like old DuckTales, and that's what like Mats was watching. He wasn't watching more like current stuff really. And I was like, first of all, you would love Proud Family because like there's so much music. There's so many like cameos, and we were watching it, and we ended up watching a 10-minute compilation of just like Sugar Mama's best friends. And I was laughing so hard. He's like, this is a kid show. And I was like, exactly. It's a great show to this day.
Sugar Mama looked like they created her after my Lil Mama.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, name and likeness almost.
Yeah.
Lil Mama, Sugar Mama. They said, can't make it too close.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like such a fucking Kyla Pratt stan. I was like, this is just the best.
Have show. You seen her recently?
I don't like your tone of what you said that.
Why?
Because I'm scared. It didn't sound like it no, was good.
No, she looks the exact same. Oh,
yeah.
Same.
Yeah, like, no.
She still looks like
she's
a
Dr.
child.
Doolittle. Yeah. Like, she's like, that's Dr. Doolittle right there. She's a fully grown up. Like, now it looks
with
like she could
child.
Finish her MD.
She's I'm a still child? Yes. Like, I still, like, she and I are the same age, but I think she looks like a child.
No, wait, hold up. You're telling...
And her child looks exactly like her.
No, what I'm picturing is just Kyla Pratt's face on a baby.
Yes.
That's crazy. This is like maybe the most extreme case of someone who has never aged.
I know. Like, it makes no sense.
No, like, that... This is... She's been famous her entire life, and she's always looked like this.
She has two children.
Two children?
Look at this.
Oh,
and they're like, God. Like one of them looks like a preteen.
One of them is almost her height. Those are her. Those are her.
And the thing is like, I have several friends who have children that are the same ages, but like, it's just, she just still looks the exact same.
Exact same. And also like, she's never aged since she started.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God. Dr. Doolittle. Obsessed.
She was recently doing carpet interviews. I think it was at the NAACP Awards. She was doing the red carpet interviews for it.
Oh, I loved her outfit. I like her style.
So then you did see her.
Oh, you're right. I did. I forgot. Yeah. I thought you meant something had happened with her.
No, I just meant that.
Have I seen her lately?
Yes.
No, I did, because I did see that outfit. But damn. I don't think I listened to her interviews, though, so I want to hear her talk.
She like, sounds the exact
that's
same.
That's going to be the part that's crazy.
That's why she can still, in the new Proud Family.
Is she still Penny?
Yeah, she's still Penny.
Wow. She will always have a job. She will always have a fucking job.
She's going to be like Bianca Lawson. Being
Melissa, the way I was just something years about old. To say. But Bianca Lawson is like, I'm not retiring anytime soon. You can't do this until I'm done doing it.
Right.
That was when I found that out. I was like, I was more shocked to find out her age than she was related to Beyonce. You know?
X now, but yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's still related. Don't take that away from her.
But she's also related to so many other people, no, too. Her like, family tree is wild.
Crazy.
Yes.
And you get to have those genes. I'm like, winning.
Yes.
Happy for them. That's not how I will age. It's okay. We all know it.
All right. Wrong of the week. Who's wrong? My turn after that tangent. 98% said that Starbucks is wrong. 2% said that Starbucks is not wrong.
Well, that's the results.
Hope you enjoyed.
Hope you loved getting fisted.
I was going to make a noise, but I decided I'm going to be a bigger person today.
I love that. Thank you. So kind.
Oh, you're welcome.
And there she goes. There she was. Anything else?
Nah.
A messin'. Well, we will fist you later.
Bye-bye.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.